to a degree to which a person is very lusty, to that degree he will drive only his own opinion and he will be blind to others' opinions. Yeah, when one is very lusty.
Yeah.
And also, one may drive one's opinion, but one will also harm oneself by that. Yeah. Such a person will also, that is why we condemn lust. Yeah. We condemn lust, we condemn pride, we condemn anger, all these things are condemned, yeah. Yes, when there's a quarrel amongst the devotees, as you rightly said, for exhibiting those elevated qualities takes time. So we can try our best to solve it amongst ourselves. So here comes the respect. Like we say, you know, respect, attention and great care in following instructions of the superiors. So I always keep this one thing in mind. For the welfare of the mission of ISKCON and for the running of the society, we have to avoid the conflict. So it's better for us to bend down. It's better for us to give way. Because then ultimately the mission of Prabhupada should not be affected. Like Prabhupada said, you know, if two devotees quarrel and the books are not going out for distribution, and both devotees stop book distribution and they are just morose and they are sunken, they have lost their cheerfulness in spiritual life, then what are the use? So Prabhupada said the mission of the Lord should be going on. Just like in the Daksha Yajna, there was a conflict also. Daksha was having a... Daksha saw that everyone stood up except Lord Shiva, so he cursed Lord Shiva, saying that, you know, he has owl like eye and everything. Then Nandi became angry, and Nandi started cursing Daksha. And Nandi started asking all the Brahmins, do you have eyes and ears to see? This Daksha is ridiculing Lord Shiva, and none of you are speaking a word. So I curse all of you Brahmanas that your brain will become blunt. You will simply be rotating in the cycle of birth and death. You know, going to heaven and coming down, simply performing karma kanda. You'll become karma kanda Brahmins. Because then. And he told that those who are. Then when he heard this, then Daksha became angry. Daksha also actually. It was a curse and counter curse. It was going on. So many of the Vaishnavas and all, they plugged their ears and ran away from there, not wanting to hear any blasphemy. Because they would have to take a share of that. So that time. Although all these things were happening, the yajna did not stop. Yajna went on. So, because yajna is for the pleasure of Vishnu, that should never stop, even in such atmosphere. So, in our society also, you will find there were Rituviks who created a havoc, they separated, and they are having a separate temple, still continuing their trouble. And the child of this case was made into a huge affair. So much talk was going on, so many people were finding for. But you will see that the Nam Sankirtan never stops. That goes on. Harinam Sankirtan goes on in all the temples. Mangalarti goes on, chanting goes on, Bhagavatam class goes on. Such never stop. Similarly, amongst the devotees, if our quarrel or clash stops our devotional service, like if somebody says, these devotees, they are like this, and he leaves this con and goes away, then there is no use of the conflict, resolving the conflict. Then there is no use. One should be situated in devotional service. So we can go to him immediately, surely. Go to your superior and say. So I was telling today, Dilip is here? Yeah. I was telling Dilip in the afternoon. He had come, so we were talking about devotees in a base. So I was telling him, when you are living in a base, even if a young devotee is posted in an authoritative position, then even if one is a senior, one should obey. Not saying that, Prabhu, although you are a junior, you know, still I see you as my master, I obey you. We can't think like that. But because the instructions are supplied through somebody who is made the authority. Like I was telling the example, when I was made the president here, Krishant was still here in the temple. For 6 more months he was there. So he would come and ask me, Sir Ashampu, what service you are allotting for me? So I would feel so awkward, you know, how can I give service to him? So I would say, Prabhuji, you are a Parivajakacharya. So you do, you know, traveling and preaching all over Pune, go to all houses of devotees and you give program. But he would say, no, you have to give me some service. You are giving everyone else, you should give me also. So, and he would follow all the norms and rules of the temple. When he has to take a vehicle and go, he will come and ask me, Vaishnava, can I take that vehicle? No. I have written, Prabhuji, you have been a president here before. He would say, no. Now you are the president, you are empowered as a president by the GPC. So anything I do, I have to ask you. You know. So, in the same way, if you are all living in a base, and a young devotee is posted as a OC, in Mayapur base, it's not the case. You know, Ramprabhu is a very senior devotee, initial devotee. In Mathura base, we have Jitendra Prabhu as the OC, young devotee. But we have purposely posted him as a OC because he's a student. Others are working, they'll pass out and come. So we wanted a student OC. So somebody may be senior there. If among seniors, if 3-4 of us are there, if everyone is putting their opinion and OC has nothing to say, or everyone wants their own opinion to be fulfilled, it can pose a very great difficulty. So, actually, we have to come to a point of accepting one person. Yeah. That's why I said, even if the one person's idea is not 100% right, but if all are agreeing, cooperating, then it would run very nicely. Yeah. But amongst devotees, sometimes devotees wonder, you know, why to, like, you know, there are two devotees who can sing now. Name is not written. So, who will sing Narsingarthi? Narsingarthi name is not written. So two devotees are taking kartal in the hand. Who is going to begin first now? So ideally what should they do? If you see the other person taking kartal in hand, then you can keep it down. So then he will sing it. Sometimes, you know, people suddenly want to begin. I will begin first. Once I begin, that fellow will keep quiet. No. It's very bad. You know the story he proposes? Like in the Vedic times, you know, there was a land sold by one farmer to another farmer. So the first farmer sold it to second farmer. Second farmer was ploughing and he found a big pot of gold coins, 1,000 gold coins. So he bought the land only by giving 10 gold coins. But now when he was ploughing the land, he got 1,000 gold coins from a pot. So he very faithfully went to the previous owner and called him. Sir, please come with me. He brought him and showed him. See, here is a pot of 1,000 gold coins. Because I bought the land from you. You know, I think your ancestors must have kept it for you. So I think my dharma is to give it to you. Better you take it. So I gave it. That person took the pot, but then he was a little doubtful. Wait a minute. Is it my dharma to accept this from you? Because the land is yours now. The land is in your name. So you only should take this, he said. If I accept the 1,000 gold coins and take it, then I will go to hell. Better that you only keep it. So that man kept with him and said, yeah, what you are saying is true. Because I have bought the land from you, so it's mine now. And then he said, but still, you see, I only got the land and 10 gold coins. But at that time, I was not aware that this gold pot was there when you gave me. So I don't think I can accept. So they both had a big quarrel. So that kind of fun thing. And they both went to a Brahmana for resolving. And I don't know the solution, what Brahmana gave. What solution he gave. But we can understand this is like a transcendental quarrel, isn't it? Of course, it's a quarrel in the mode of goodness. It's not a transcendental quarrel because Lord is not the center here. If both of them decide that let's give it to the temple of Vishnu, then it will become transcendental solution. Or they can give it for a new temple, ISKCON temple. We are going to. But the point is, this is the way our conflict should be amongst devotees. There's a conflict. Like no one should sing without being requested. No one should start suddenly singing in a bass. Sometimes devotees tell me, Prabhuji, that boy, that Prabhuji, he never hears, he just starts singing. It's very bad if somebody has a tendency. One should not be too eager for this. One should be told to sing, then one should sing. So, conflict among devotees is a very important topic because it's the Brahmastra of Kali, Kali Raj. By which he can create cleavage amongst devotees. So we are talking about it today so that these things will get absorbed in our mind. Such a wonderful purport Prabhupada gives here. So we should read Bhagavatam in such a way that we can apply it in our personal life. We should relate to it. We should not just read it for the sake of theory or for appreciating some new information. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.